Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. This is Coach Stephanie Wood with Coach Sharon Shrieky. We're here at the Body Confidence LOA Style Radio Show, which we show on our Facebook pages. You can find us at our sites. We'll tell you where to find us, and also at the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And today we're looking at how environment, and this might be a new concept for those who are listening, because as coaches, we learn about environments and coach people around environments to better enhance their body confidence. But before we go into that, Sharon, you have the floor. Tell people what you're up to.
Okay. Well, I am up to coaching people that want to better their lives, their relationships, their situations in any way. I'd love to meet my studio audience, all you guys out there that are listening. I'd love to meet you. And if you're interested in coaching, Stephanie and I, we are both in the coaching world and we'd love to help. My email is sharonshrieky@gmail.com, sharonshrieky@gmail.com. And I'm looking forward to meeting you and any kind of issue that may come up in your lives. You can bring it to this platform here, and we can Stephanie and I can help you out with our podcast. We'll bring it up, not your name, of course, but your situation, so that everybody out there can learn, because we all have similar situations in our lives.
And you know, Sharon, if you can repeat your Gmail address again, and I would encourage people, the same with me, is to put in the subject line, radio story.
Okay, yeah, it's Sharon Shrieky, SharonShrieky, @gmail.com. And again, put story in the subject matter, the radio show in the subject matter, and we would love to hear your questions and your situations. We would love to co-create with you and
yes,
solution.
No, we like to interact. That's what coaching is all about, is interactive with great conversations. And for myself, how did you like how I segue into myself? That was pretty good. Okay.
Love you.
is body awe, BODY, D like in David, AWE.com. You can contact me on my contact page. And also, Sharon and I are on this quest of elevating and enhancing your body confidence through different situations in your life. I love working with women who want to bring their talents to the world with body confidence, and also to elevate and understand more the entrepreneurial skills they can use to make whatever they want to put out into the world a safe and sound business. So again, how environment influences your body confidence. So Sharon, what is your definition is the better word, of environment?
So I think it's where you are in space, where you are in this world, your family, there's all different areas. I think there's 9 different different environments in our, and a few of them would be your work environment, your financial environment, your home environment, your mimetic environment, all kinds of different environments, and they have they play a big role on what you do and don't do in this life. How about you? Well, what do you think about environments?
Well, yes, I really feel that environment is the context. I'm reading from my Body Knowledge Playbook. Environment is the context in which you and your body experience the world. So one story I can say, you said work, relationships, all this kind of stuff, but I want to bring up something a little fun. Shopping for clothes environment.
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a fun thing that I'm always exploring with me and my clients is shopping for clothes environment. When I say that, what comes up for you? You said, oh.
Anxiety.
Oh, God. I didn't mean for that.
Yeah. I've had fun shopping for clothes, but I think it's more like, oh, shopping for clothes. I got to get, you know, if it's for something specific or, you know, it's not my most fun thing to do, but I've had fun doing it.
Well, I'll tell you, I solved that problem, that anxiety, anxious problem, when I heard that at each store, department store that I was going to, they have what they call personal shoppers.
Ooh.
And this woman was a gem. I just wanted to kidnap her forever. Wow. In that I get overwhelmed. All these clothes and stuff and what size and what type. And I just said, well, I was going on this cruise one time and I said, please just bring me the outfits that you think I would enjoy on this cruise.
Wow.
And it was enjoyable then. So what I did was, in coaching we do this, if the environment that we're in is starting to destroy our body confidence, ask for help. Right. Ask somebody who really, I mean, she ran around that store in 10 minutes and brought me back 10 outfits.
Wow.
I mean, it was incredible. I would be in there crying in a corner somewhere.
Yeah.
I didn't have to worry about my size, color, right. Nothing. Uh-huh. So for you, with your body knowledge style, with shopping, do you have to be inspired by it to do it, or organized?
I think I need to be inspired to do it. Definitely inspired, and like, you know, usually it's a party or it's something that inspires me to go shopping.
Oh,
or
yeah.
It can be spontaneous if I pass the store and I say, "Hey, you know, I want something," or I see something in the window. But it could be spontaneous, so. I guess it's all over the place, you know. I really wanted to ask you about this. You know, you asked me to read an article that was so interesting.
Mm.
This article about how, you know, what do they call it, healthy deviance, and how our environment can affect, you know, the choices that we make.
And it could be negative.
Right.
But when you know that, if you can cognitively understand that the environment you're in, like with relationships, if a friendship isn't working, excuse me,
right,
bye.
Right, yeah. And so these environments can really affect affect our lives and change them for the best. Sometimes you know, it's funny because I was thinking about the environment that I was brought up in was a very health, you know, health-minded environment, very, my friends brought little bags of chips, and I brought, to school, and I brought grapefruits and peppers. And so...
Didn't ask for some chips.
I wouldn't get
you
it.
You wanted
I
what you want. Why? Why wouldn't you ask for what you don't have?
No, exactly. But, you know, this is what was available to me growing up. And so... Mm-hmm. Funny because as a child, that environment made me feel like I was like strange, like something was wrong with me. Like, you know, how come I can't just be normal? That's what I always thought.
Or like everyone else. But
like everyone else.
But when was that turnaround that happened to you that you saw that you being different was okay?
Right. So then as I grew, I saw that I had the advantage of, you know, eating healthy or eating, you know, or, you know, leaning towards healthier choices were was easy for me, while it was harder for my friends that always ate chips and candy and chocolate and always had this stuff in their house.
But to them, that was normal. So they didn't feel a lower body confidence because of that.
But I did, because I felt, I felt my, it's so funny because when I was young, I felt low body confidence because I was so strange. I was eating all this, you know, all this weird things. You know, I just couldn't be normal. I said, how come we can't be normal and just eat like everybody else?
Well, when you say normal, it's about being like everybody else, which is another type of environment, forcing yourself to be like everybody else, because, you know, different enhances your body confidence if you embrace it.
Right.
So when did you start to embrace it? I mean, as a kid, maybe you felt left out, but what was the turning point?
So definitely, I would say, out of college, when I was maybe I was in my 20s, and I started to see that, you know, I really wanted to be fit, and this was serving me. And even as when I got married, there was even a time that I took the things that I learned growing up, and I applied them to a business. I used to teach vegetarian cooking in my house, and I was grateful for that, because I was grateful that I had that background and I was able to teach these women in my house. I did that for a few years, and it was great to at least finally feel like, oh, okay, well, this is why I needed to have this background, because one day I would teach these girls, these women that went out and taught their families and, you know, and created these beautiful meals, you know, healthy meals for their families, which was really very satisfying to me. But I didn't see it then. And I always felt like I was strange. And my mother said, no, this is the way we are. This is what we do. And that's it. But, you know, sometimes, you know, it's a maturity to get us to realize.
Well, it's also our coaching studies, the education that we've been getting for many years, that enhances our way of looking at life, especially with law of attraction principles as well. But I wanted to bring up a story. Thank you, Sharon.
Sure.
I know people will relate, definitely.
Yeah.
I had a client write in for our radio show today about her mental environment around money, and she feels at the moment that she's weighed down. Those were the words she used. I feel heavy, and my body confidence is at an all-time low because my body is feeling that the choices that I'm making around money are negative. So hearing that, would you start to introduce the definition of environment, or where would you go with that, with her feeling like she's just not making the right choices because her body's feeling heavy?
Right. So funny, because that's the financial environment, you know, that mm-hmm. that's definitely one of the environments that that we look at, and that's her and it's funny how the body gives information when there's like a conflict that you're feeling, something that's not right, you know, like it's amazing, like when we're not feeling, when something is not right inside of us, it's in our body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it started in our minds, we feel it in our body. And so that's a very interesting, what I think is you know, like in coaching, I'm going to turn this over to you, because I'd like to know, because I'd like to learn from you how you handle when because you're more in the business world with, you know, helping women with businesses and picking themselves up. In that situation, how do you handle somebody coming to you and saying, well, I know I'm making bad choices, and it's just, you know, I know it's related to body confidence, but I don't know. I just can't get it. I can't get my life, my financial environment in shape. So what would you do?
Well, basically I would, as a coach, we ask questions. So the first question I would ask is, when your body is feeling light, what choices would you make in your financial environment? So for instance, she was feeling heavy paying her bills. So I would ask him or her, when you do pay your bills and your body feels light, how do you feel? So if you were pretending to be that client, what would you say?
So what I just want to clarify, you would direct them to the area of that topic that they feel lightness in.
Yes.
So I guess that's what I'm hearing. So you would direct them towards, well, what, when it's paid, how do you feel? That's when you feel light.
The stamp is on the envelope online. Right? I gave them my money. We're done.
But it's done and it's over with. And that's lightness. And it's so funny how you say it. And I guess someone on the other side that's being coached by you didn't even think of that. All they were thinking about was the heaviness of having to pay. But the lightness of having it behind you, they didn't focus on until you brought that up.
And isn't that also law of attraction? We focus on our intentions where we reframe the negative to the positive.
Yeah.
So she was busy, heavy, sitting at the kitchen table with all these envelopes and bills and going, I'm not doing this.
She was focusing on how it's taking from her.
Good point.
Yeah, all those envelopes are just going to take and take and take and leave me empty.
And that's why we put them in a drawer. Goodbye.
Right, exactly. And then all of a sudden it takes a coach to come and just break it down with her and realize that when she does pay, she feels light. It's done. She doesn't have another envelope in front of her. It's finished, passed. And then we move on, and then we focus on the next adventure. But until we get rid of that thought, that, you know, the heaviness, and how do you do it? You just redirected her to the positive part of it, which is paying and being over with it.
And she had to experience it herself. I mean, the conversation has to go to practicing it. Now, I know people have maybe sent you stories. I think you told me the other day around, this woman, her body doesn't like a lot of stuff in her house, but her mind likes it.
Ah.
What do you do with that?
So, yeah, that was the clutter lady.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because that's our environment as well. You know, that clutter in our lives and how it affects our mind. That's a big one. Yeah.
Yeah, but does clutter bother you? Because it doesn't bother me. I'm serious.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. When the cleaning lady comes and...
Oh, yes, I was just going to say that. Yes. When it comes, all of a sudden, the papers are gone.
Right.
The drawer, everything's in it. What is that?
Yeah, you breathe a sigh. Like, I walk in and I'm like... like, you could breathe easily. Of course, when it's cluttery, you don't even realize it because, you know...
No.
You know? But I you don't realize until all of a sudden it's clean and you're like, oh, wow. You know, you just...
So how would you respond to this woman who doesn't know what to do? She didn't use the word clutter. That's like a coachy word. But she used the word
Yeah.
People who create better closets for you, they use the word clutter. But
Oh, right.
How would you start with her? Do you know?
Yeah. So we would.
She has to get a cleaning woman.
Well, that would be the practical thing, but sometimes it's really not a practical. It's not a practical solution. It's more of an internal thing of wanting to hold on, you know, wanting to keep things. And so it's a personal feeling, like I need to collect. I can't let go. Letting go is where the issue is. And so discussing that sometimes in just talking about her feelings about letting go of things and what it means to her can help her release that feeling. And until you realize it and look at it, I say, Steph, you know how when someone tells you something, when we discuss an issue, I always look at issues that come up as clouds.
Oh,
I think of the cloud. So, you know, I feel like when you push down your issues and you don't discuss them and you think that you're going to like brush them under the rug, they'll go away. And I don't really think that that's the solution. I think the solution is to look at it like it's a cloud going by.
Okay.
And then allow it to just blow away. But, you know, it'll only go away if you look at it. If you try to take that cloud and you shove it under the rug and you push it away, it's just going to keep coming back. And so that's the beauty of, I guess, that for me is the luxury of a coach, is because you're able to look at it with someone safe, in a safe environment, look at the issue as it passes by, and then say, okay, you got that. I acknowledge that, and now I'm able to let it go and just let the cloud float away. And that's...
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And before we go on, tell people how they can reach you. Sharon.
Okay. All right. Well, I would love for everybody to send me an email just saying who you are and if you'd like to drop, you know, just give a little short note about what you're dealing with or what situation you are in. I would love to, you know, talk to you about it, or you know, we definitely, Stephanie and I offer a free session on that if you bring your questions to us, and we would love to, if it was okay with you, bring it up in our next podcast. Well, we love to do that, of course, with no name, just the situation, because everybody can learn from one another, and that's the beauty of this podcast. You can email me at sharonshriqui@gmail.com, SHARON. SHRIQUI@gmail.com, SHARON SHRIQUI@gmail.com, and we'd love to hear from you. And how about you, Steph? Tell them.
And you can reach me with the same invitation about sending your stories or just questions that you have for us to talk about on our Law of Attraction radio network, Body Confidence, LOA Style, which means Law of Attraction. And you can reach me at bodyawe.com and hit on the contact page, and also CC Sharon as well, so we both get it and we can discuss it. But Sharon, I wanted to bring around what we talked about in the beginning, how there are factors in our environments that create and influence us to change the way that we want to do things. So as we wrap up here, what would you want to tell our audience? I mean, to do it their way.
So I think that, yes, the environments are very important, and we can make adjustments in our environment. When we make adjustments in our environment, it can help us. So we call it upgrades. When you upgrade your environment, you can have better results. And so I think that that's the beauty of talking to another person. You know, when you're talking to somebody, either a coach or a friend or, you know, somebody along those lines, you're able to make a plan as to what area of your environment needs upgrading, and then you have someone to support you in that plan, which is really a gift.
And I just wanted, for our audience, I totally ditto that. Can we just play a little game here before we sign off? I started a chart here with what environments work for me, yes or no. I started out with my home. I added people. What else would you add?
I think financial. Mm-hmm. I think mimetic, the mimetic environments, like your what you surround yourself with, like your computer, the things you look at, the videos. I think that your family life, family environment, you know.
I would also add there my outdoor space and my indoor space.
Yeah.
I think the environment with our body confidence, to be quite frank, works best with being in nature.
I agree.
If you can find that in your lifestyle, to put that in somewhere, it really makes a great impact on your body confidence. Anything else?
I agree. Because, you know, that just set off something in my mind that almost is like a reset. You know, when you get out into nature, you're able to just like push that reset button, you know, like, okay, so now I just changed the segment. You know, I'm in the turmoil in my environment. Let's say if it's a family or it's in the house or it's in whereas, and now you go out into nature, you almost push the reset button and then you can come back as a different,
nicely said.
A different mindset. Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's great stuff. I love that.
So, for everybody who's listening, Sharon and I would love to hear from you. As coaches, we love to have those conversations with you, but at the same time, hearing your questions and stories that influence you to make your life better would really create more authenticity in our radio shows. So, any parting words, Coach Sharon?
I say, look at your environment. Look at what's going on. What areas of your environment need upgrading? And you know, just we are available for that. And I know that Stephanie and I are offering one free session. So that if you'd like to look at your environment and what areas you could upgrade, we would love to play around that with you. It is fun to upgrade our environments and make our lives better.
And I'll see you on the next wave next week.
Yes. Looking forward to it.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com. Or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.